I think that the way I approach conservation, really to any material, is understanding its context and its story. And maybe I can give you just two really quick examples. So when I was a contractor at in the Object Conservation Department at the National Gallery, they gave me a project to work on this really elaborate French chandelier, of which I had like very little interest, to be honest with you. It was a great experience, but I was kind of like, those types of things don't really do it for me, those types of objects. But as I started to get into who it was made by, looking and understanding the different stamps of manufacture kind of led me into this whole world of chandelier making in France in the 1800s, and then who had the chandelier and where was it hanging. And, every single item just has an amazing story, honestly. And if you are taking the time, and that's kind of the privilege of conservation or working in a museum, is that you have the time to really delve into each object's story. So I think that my approach to conservation, it does differ in some ways in working with Indigenous cultural material, but I think just working with cultural material in general, my approach is to connect it to its story. And so that's kind of a general approach I have. I would say that specifically working on Indigenous cultural heritage, Indigenous cultural material, the connections and the dynamics in which the collections were obtained have a complex social history that create the need for different approaches and understandings and connectivity and appropriate action that doesn't necessarily apply in other realms of cultural heritage, cultural material. So in that instance, I think, the kind of socio-political, economic history and contemporary situation does have perhaps more of an impact on the way you practice conservation than in other realms of conservation.